Well, that happened. That happened yesterday. Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. As awful it is. And of course, Cam, right before that, moments prior, was sworn in as the vice president. Let me know, by the way, what district everyone got in the comments. You can chime in as we kind of head into this Hunger Games phase of America, which is funny because I've been joking about it. Some here on the show, on Twitter, you know, just sarcastically saying, what district did you get? And then Lady Gaga shows up. You know, she's always in her outfit. At least she wasn't wearing meat yesterday, but she shows up and she literally looks like a character in the Hunger Games as she sings the national anthem. Just too perfect. It was just too perfect. So let me know. We'll see. We'll see what districts we all get assigned to. Be interesting to see. Going to cover some of Biden's comments from yesterday. Of course, tons of media response. They're oohing and gooing over everything that happened yesterday. So we'll get to their response as well, which is exactly what we expected, you expected, anyone would expect of the mainstream media, which is shameful. And then we're also going to get to Antifa's response. I've already seen a comment or two on here about them. Their response, because they were active yesterday, which is maybe different than some people expected. Maybe, you know, precisely what you expected if you had a different thought on it. But we'll get to all that. Lot to cover today. There's a lot to cover today. So we'll start all that in a second. But real quick, guys, you've got to head on over to mammothnation.com. You'll be so glad that you did. You can see the commercial there, but you'll get to see it again later. But head on over there. They're America's conservative discount club. They're on a mission to keep this country great. And look, here's the deal. Regardless of how you feel about Trump, the GOP, this, that, and the other, it's a good, smart deal. It's $19 a year to sign up. And I know most of you here are all on board with him and the conservative movement in America First, but, and you should be, but $19 a year to sign up. And then you get discounts on tons of stuff that you're already buying and or you're going to buy. They're great people. They love this country. They take the proceeds to help causes, candidates, initiatives that are into this country. So it's a win-win for everyone. Head on over there. It's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. If you become a lifetime member like me, you'll get tons of extra goodies sent to you in the mail just for signing up. So go do it. All right. So again, it happened. Joe Biden became president. And as a nation, I mean, we get some credit, right? We all love breaking down barriers, having firsts. You see it in whether it's a football game, basketball game, whatever. They're always talking about the records that people are talking about now. They're so specific. He was the first person to do this in the second quarter with only 3 minutes left in this decade. Like, they get super specific in what they're talking about, but people always celebrate breaking down walls, setting records, what have you. And we did it yesterday. We inaugurated the first president ever that I'm aware of with full-blown dementia, which is remarkable. He's an absolute train wreck. Absolute train wreck. But he had enough drugs to make it through the long day, including that long walk that every new president makes. And again, to be clear, I say this all the time, I'm not rooting for him to have poor health. I'm not at all. And you hear me say that all the time. I just have eyes and ears like the rest of you, like the rest of America and everyone else in D.C. who, by the way, knows and is talking about. They know he's not well. They just are glad that he's in because they didn't like President Trump because he made them uncomfortable. But he made it through the day for the most part. I'll give him that. This was the motorcade, arriving on the scene yesterday, which can only be described as joyful and triumphant roll one. So for those of you listening to the show, it's just the motorcade driving by. Tons of National Guard folks, soldiers, standing in the street. Very quiet, solemn day. Not joyful at all. Not triumphant at all. Literally, the whole so much of it was straight out of a movie. Straight out of a movie. But getting to a speech, which Chris Wallace at Fox News, by the way, who no one likes anymore. I don't know if anyone ever did. He certainly likes himself. He's a huge fan of Chris Wallace. But he said it was the best inaugural address he's ever heard. But it wasn't. It just wasn't. And I'm not saying that to bash on him. Look, like I said yesterday, I'm rooting for him to be not who I think he is. but it wasn't remarkable. And for once, Bill Clinton and I agree on something. This was him, roll two.
Responsibility as citizens, as Americans, and especially as leaders, leaders who have pledged to honor our Constitution and protect our nation.
So it wasn't rousing enough there for Slick Willie, as you can see him dozing off. But he called for, I mean, the message of the day and the message that was perpetuated then by the mainstream media throughout the day was unity. Called for unity for all Americans. Just funny. And it's something that we all should want, to be clear. And as Tucker Carlson said last night and others have said, and I agree, if somehow he could deliver that, that would be amazing. And he would deserve credit where credit was due. But he won't. He doesn't want to. And he doesn't really mean all Americans, if you're just thinking about it. Sounds that way when you hear the speech. Oh, that's a great concept. But then if you just stop and think about who he is, what he said, what he's about, what his party's about, he doesn't mean all Americans. He means the people that share his vision for America, that agree with him. And as he called for this unity throughout his speech yesterday, he also declared war on extremists and domestic terrorists. Here's a soundbite of that, roll three.
A rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
All right, so, I mean, obviously white supremacists in their true form, the old traditional form of what the term actually means, awful. Not good people. Don't bring value to society. And obviously, genuinely, by definition, racist people, also awful. Not helping. Not helping. But we have to think about this. He and the Democrats, in particular the Democrats, but him too now is kind of their mouthpiece, have labeled all of us, you and me, not the radicals. We're not talking about the KKK here. We're talking about everyday Americans, conservatives, Christians. He's labeled all of us racist, bigots, white supremacists, fascists, xenophobes, all those things. And what they, when they say those terms, they're not talking about what the dictionary defines those terms to be. They're talking about you. They're talking about me. Which is insane. It's categorically false, of course. It really is just because we have different views of America, Christianity, the Constitution, the world around us, basically everything these days. But we're all called that now. We're all called. I mean, literally last week, it was as recent as last week, he was referring to Republicans as Nazis. So unifying. So unifying. So again, if he can deliver this somehow, he can't. Newsflash, spoiler alert, whatever you want to call it. It's not happening. But if he could, in some utopian world, since they always talk about rainbows and unicorns, that'd be amazing. And it would be great on him. I would celebrate that, but honestly, we don't even know how long this Joker's going to last. He's not in good shape. He's not in good shape at all. But again, if look, he's talking about cracking down on extremists and we're going to beat them. Okay? On its face, that's a good thing, assuming you mean both sides, because I'm sure you're talking about Black Lives Matter and Antifa and not just radicals on the right, which are far less active than your proxy groups that you use kind of as a strong arm tool for the Democrat Party. Who wouldn't support that? Everyone would support that if you were cracking down on both. The radicals on both sides are a huge problem for this country, but that's not what he means. When he means the radicals, he means people who have a different view than him, than his party, a different view and goals for America. So, and look, and that's him saying that. That's Joe Biden saying that, who is, by all standards, more moderate than the people pulling the strings, the people behind him, the Kamala Harris's of the world, the AOC's of the world, the Bernie Sanders of the world, Barack Obama, all the people that are going to help push this movement of theirs down the path and subsequently our country down this path are far more radical than him. And I know that they don't mean that. I know that they don't mean, you can hear it in their comments every day. Look, just follow AOC for Pete's sakes on Twitter. It's painful, but you can see where people like her and others in the party, when they talk about radicals, they talk about white supremacists, they talk about these things, they're not talking about what those definitions actually mean. They're talking about you. They're talking about people who have loved this country for what it was and what it could and continues to become. They're talking about you because you don't view this country and this world the way they want it to change, the way they want it to become. So remember, unity doesn't remember unity, or doesn't remember, unity doesn't mean, excuse me, unity for everyone. It means unity for people who agree with them, or people who will bend the knee. And that's dangerous. It's scary. It's a scary place to be. It's scary to see the scene there with the troops and everything. The whole thing, it should be unsettling. Should be unsettling. We're going to continue on with this, but real quick, guys, we got a lot of problems, many of which I just described. A lot of them are outside of our control. Some are very much within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFMs do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's medical applications, all because their unique drawstring adjustable sport pouch allows you to increase the support to your preference, provides actual support. Pretty cool thing, huh? So, man, head on over. Treat yourself right. Go to UFMUnderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. UFMUnderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Treat your men right, whoever they are. Treat them right. You'll be glad that you did. All right, so once he sat down, now President Biden in the Oval Office, he did as he said he would. And in fairness, as I said yesterday, everyone does this to an extent. You know, they get in there, they sign their EOs. It's both productive from their standpoint of accomplishing their goals and setting things down a path, and also predictable. But he signed a ton of executive orders, reversing much of President Trump's policies, agenda. Here's the scene. We'll show you part of it. Roll four.
Biden. That's okay.
And I thought with the state of the nation today, it's no time to waste. Get to work immediately. As we've indicated earlier, we're going to be signing a number of executive orders over the next several days, a week. And I'm going to start today. The compounding crisis of COVID, the COVID-19, along with the economic crisis following that, and climate crisis, racial equity issues, and, you know, some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points, and we're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that, and I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm proud of today's executive actions. I'm going to start by keeping the promises I made to the American people. Long way to go. These are just executive actions. They are important, but we're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do. And the first order I'm going to be signing here relates to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property and interstate commerce, et cetera. And this is the first one I'm signing. And the second one I'm signing here is the support for underserved communities. And we're going to already, going to make sure we have some bedrock equity, equality as relates to how we treat people and healthcare and other things. We'll give you copies of these executive orders. And a third one I'm going to sign, and that's what I'm going to do while you're all here, is the commitment I made that we're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord as of today.
Mr. President,
the President wrote a very generous letter. I have it because it was private. I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was generous.
Brazil on climate change. You were rejoining Paris Agreement, and you mentioned Brazil.
You guys, come on, let's go.
You have concerns about
let's go, you guys. Press, let's go, let's go.
Welcome to the White House. Do you have any concerns?
You guys, let's go. Press, let's go. Let's go, you guys. Press, let's go, you guys.
Thank you.
So she's feisty, that one. Let's go. Get out of there. Okay, so let's... With regards to the masks and social distancing, we knew this was coming. He said it was going to happen. Day one, I'm going to do this. But we're already doing it. So he mandates it on federal property to make it seem like something was done. But again, the whole country, even here in Florida, where we're wide ass open, establishments are asking people and or requesting people to wear masks, and people, for the vast, vast majority of the time, are complying with and doing it. So this is what's happening. But can we please, for the love of God, not wear a mask at the desk in the Oval Office? Could we make this more embarrassing? I know you're trying to lead by example and show people, I'm wearing a mask, so you should wear a mask. You're the leader of the free world, sitting at the desk, socially distanced away from people. We've seen you take it off when you think the camera's not off at different points. We know you're just doing this for show, but come on, like, we can't be the country we've become. They're laughing at us. You look at the election, third world country. You look at the aftermath, third world country. Look at Antifa, Black Lives Matter in the streets. You look at what happened on the 6th, third world country. We are quickly going from peace through strength over the last 4 years to, oh my God, what happened to America? And as simple as it is, that stuff like that matters. It matters. So they did that. They signed some other stuff. They rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which we knew they would, which is stupid. Dumb. Talked about how, which I love. I love that that soundbite was in there, though, because he said that President Trump wrote a very generous letter, which I'm sure he did. And he handled his, as we addressed yesterday, his farewell at Joint Base Andrews, as well as his farewell from the White House. Both of those addresses, it was very classy. How he handled himself, what he said, it was very positive. And to be positive with all the crap that's been thrown at him is frankly remarkable, whether you like him or not. So he signed all these EOs. There's more coming. They talked about there's more coming. There's more done yesterday. There's more coming this week. There's going to be lots of signing. It takes him a little bit longer to sign, figure out what he's actually signing, so it takes longer than it does for others. But it's coming. Lots of things are going to be pushed down this other path. And what's also interesting, check this out. This was on the White House website, if you were doing an inquiry there. And you can see, if you're listening, there's a drop-down menu ahead of where your name comes, where you choose your pronouns, not your gender. Select an item, she, her, he, him, they, them, other. Jeez, what does other even mean in these days? Prefer not to share. Male and female would suffice, you know, because of science, but not surprising. Not surprising. This is going to be an interesting and bumpy ride, you guys. And I hope, they're already starting to look like they're going to fail us. The more moderates, the Manchins of the world, who've said that they were going to help block things, prevent things from being too radical. I hope they do, because we're going to need them to. But then you see he's already said, well, I want Hawley and Cruz fired. I want them out. Doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy feeling for what's to come. But, gah, it's going to be intense. All right, well, podcast listeners, real quick, you can catch it on every... If you're watching now and you want to listen to the podcast, or if you're there, you got your favorite spot, stick around, do that. That's fine. You do you, but we are on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play, all the different platforms. So whether it's you or telling your friends or colleagues to go check out the show, they can do it anywhere. So please do that. Please subscribe while you're there, and then we'd love it and be so grateful if you'd give us a nice review. Also, please head on over to drewberquist.com. You can see it on the screen there. Great place to watch the show, listen to the show. You can do all of that there. Plus, you can read news commentary from our staff, partner sites that we work with. Great source for you to get your news feed, news fix, whatever you want to call it. So bookmark that. Head on over there on a daily basis. And then please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler when it comes back, which again should be in a couple weeks. It sounds like some positive things happening there. So give us all those in the bottom of the screen there. And then subscribe here on YouTube. Head on over to Rumble. You can go to rumble.com. You can get the Rumble app and do the same there. We're trying to move our audiences to platforms like that. You can also head on over to Gab, where again, I joke every day because it's true. Like, we have no followers there. Some big audiences elsewhere, and then nothing on Gab. So head on over to Gab and follow us there, just as a precaution and another place to check us out. All right, on the other side, we'll continue on with the media's response to all this, which was pretty laughable. That, so much more. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What the liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and much more. In return for your patriotism, you get great discounts on things like hotels, shopping, wireless, and much more. Discover your Mammoth buying power today. Go to mammothnation.com and join now.
Only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
All right, welcome back, guys. This segment brought to you by Hero Soap Company. Great people, great company. They are a veteran-owned company. You should support them for that alone. But they're great, great people, great patriots, and they have great products made with all natural essential oils, none of the harmful crap that you'll find in competitor soap companies, and their products are made right here in USA, out in Arizona. So go check them out. It's herosoapcompany.com. You'll be glad that you did. You can subscribe there for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. While you're there, you can also grab the Freedom Box, which you can see on the screen. Again, use promo code Drew to save 10% there as well. They've got body washes, all sorts of stuff, men, women, you name it. They also do a ton to get homeless veterans off the street working with Operation Finally Home. So check that out. Give them some love. Again, herosoapcompany.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. All right, going to get to the media's response to all this in a second. But one quick thing. I don't remember actually if I mentioned it or not. I think I did. I planned to. But Joe Biden said last night, you know, he made lots of stops, lots of addresses. He had his obviously his inaugural address. He sat there in the office, signed some EOs, talked a little bit to the press. And then he later in the evening said that if anyone on his staff was seen being disrespectful, that they would be fired on the spot immediately. This was the clip, Roll 5.
We have such an awful lot to do, but I know you. I know your heart, your dedication, your commitment to this nation. And I know you can do it, and we're going to do it, by leading with one core American value: humility and trust, collegiality, diversity, competency, and family. And I want to thank your families for the sacrifices. But I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you, I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
All right, I just got to say real quick, this comment's great. A YouTube commentator aptly said, "Shit hit the fan last year. This year's going to be like diarrhea in a turbine." Disgusting. True. True. It's a great comment. That's up there for comment of the day. All right. So look, Trust me, Joe. You say, I know you. I know your heart. You don't know us. You don't know us. Pelosi doesn't know us. You're the Democrat leadership and really the entire Democrat Party. And you can argue now a lot of the Republican Party don't know the American people. But to be clear, the policy he's talking about there, firing people who are disrespectful on the spot, I'm all for that. Love that policy. Love the idea of not treating other people like garbage, not presuming to know what they think, who they are, what they're going through, all of that. But you just got to point out, isn't this the guy that's on the campaign trail, mostly last year, but throughout his career, said horrible things? I mean, last year he called people fat, challenged them to a push-up contest, further insinuating they were out of shape and not fit, told people that they were full of shit, challenged them to a fight in the parking lot, called a woman a dog-faced pony soldier. You can see clips of him when he was older saying, clearly I've got a bigger IQ than you do, higher IQ than you do. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. That's the same guy. That's Joe Biden. He's known for not only being unwell, which again, I'm not celebrating, but he is, but for having a hot temper and saying regrettable things on camera. So a lot of us, I mean, look, I say stupid things pretty much every day, usually multiple times, maybe even dozens of times a day. I'm also not the president, but we all say stupid things. I just find it funny that he goes out and says this kind of stuff and expects everyone to get on board and be like, he must be a really good person. He's saying we should all unify. We should all not disrespect each other. When again, last week, he's calling people Nazis who disagreed with him. All the things we just listed and more. You know that he's a gaffe machine. Obama, others have admitted that he's going to screw things up. That's what Joe Biden does. But the media is on his side, so he can get away with it. He can say all those rosy things yesterday that someone told him to say, and they're going to buy it because, again, the mainstream media is going to push that narrative. And the people who question it, those voices will be silenced. They're not heard because they won't be shared. All right, speaking of media, gosh, they were in hog heaven yesterday, right? I mean, you couldn't watch a channel or listen to a station that wasn't just losing their crap over this whole inauguration over Biden. Here was them. This was one clip.
People who disagree with him, he listens to them.
I think that Joe Biden is going to train us to see the world differently.
He plans to usher in a new era of hope and the action he's promising the minute he takes office.
We've gone from indecency to decency.
He filled that empathy void.
There was not one part of that wasn't just medicine in the wound.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town.
Yes. You mean that clip, Aaron? Yes, that clip I did see. It's remarkable. You should spit out your coffee when you see that. Like, what the hell are you talking about? No one else got that. And that's definitely not the symbol that's going on there. It's ridiculous. But that's what you saw. And you saw that everywhere. Everyone just, oh, this is so great. This is finally we're past this. Crazy. I mean, we've never seen anything like what we've seen from them, from those people who are all so happy yesterday. The vile behavior, comments, rudeness, aggressiveness that came out of them the last 4 years is ridiculous. We've never seen a president treated like that, like President Trump was by this media. But now it's all hunky-dory. Everything's great, and it's going to be a cakewalk for Team Biden, for Cam, for their press secretary. I mean, it's literally going to be questions like, what's your favorite color? No, seriously, what's your favorite color? Do you prefer hot dogs or hamburgers? Are you a nugget guy or a strip guy? Like, that's the kind of shit that you're going to see and hear over the next 4 years. Yes, there'll be some people who ask tougher questions, they'll be shut down and they'll get non-answers. But those lob ball questions are what you're going to see. You're going to get questions like this. Rule 7.
A lighter note, will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
That's hard-hitting stuff. Hard-hitting stuff. But anything serious will get responses or non-responses like this. Roll 8.
Go ahead all the way in the back.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on your new position. Owen Jensen with EWTN Global Catholic Network. Two big concerns for pro-life Americans. The Hyde Amendment, which of course keeps taxpayer dollars, as you know, from paying for abortions, Medicaid abortions, and the Mexico City policy, which under the previous administration expanded to keep tax dollars from overseas paying for abortions. So what is President Biden planning on doing on those two items right now?
Well, I think we'll have more to say on the Mexico City policy in the coming days. But I will just take the opportunity to remind all of you that he is a devout Catholic and somebody who attends church regularly. He started his day attending church with his family this morning. But I don't have anything more for you.
So no answer. No answer to that. And by the way, going to church is great, but it doesn't make you a Catholic. It doesn't make you a Christian. Going to synagogue doesn't make it. That's not exactly how it works. A lot of people do it that way. Two cents, just additional thoughts there. But again, literally no answer. And I get it. It's the first day. It's the first day. But as you said, someone pointed out, you've had weeks and months to prepare for some of these questions. And we also know that that's how it's going to be. This is going to be the norm for the next 4 years. It's going to be a vacation for the media. It's going to be a cakewalk for the Biden administration because that's how they've always been. That's how they've always been. And then they doubled down this last term with President Trump going after him, not respecting the office at all, not celebrating, as we talked about this week, any of his positive gains, any of his things that he did for this country that were remarkable for both sides. It was just attack after attack, smear after smear, and division. No one has divided this country like the mainstream media has. It's wild. It's wild. All right, well, speaking of division, another group that causes is Antifa, Black Lives Matter, those types. It's not just people on the left, but certainly they have been the most aggressive. The discussion of what they did throughout the country last year divided people. Oh, no, they're peaceful. It's mostly peaceful. That's the funniest term of all, mostly peaceful. But they were active yesterday. We'll get into what they were doing, show you some clips, because it didn't go exactly how a lot of people, not everyone thought it would go with Antifa as a new administration came in. But I found it interesting. We'll get into that. Hang with us. Be back in 60 seconds. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
So Biden's in. We've established that. We don't like it, but we've established it. We've been talking about it. So now peace and unity and butterflies, all that's supposed to be here, right? It's supposed to be here. By the way, notice how the streets aren't on fire with conservatives burning stuff down because we don't do that. Yes, the 6th was bad, but it was also both sides doing it. But notice how that didn't happen. There was none of that, because that's just not how we roll, because we love this country. We love our small business owners. We love our communities. But you would think that the other side would calm down too, because they got their guy in, right? No. Nope. Antifa didn't get the message. This was them in Portland last night marching to an ICE facility. Roll 9. So kind of hard to hear there, but they're saying F Joe Biden. Marching down the street, F Joe Biden, beating their drums. Probably have some snacks that their moms pack them in their pockets. That's them. And then here was them in Portland still. Someone just commented about it, and you're right. Smashing the Portland Democrat National Committee, the DNC office, their windows there. This was actually earlier in the day before that march you saw there, but this was the clip, roll 10. So you can get the sense there. And Patsy on Facebook there, the truth always hurts. But here's what you've got to understand. Your party, your people, and I imagine you, based on your comment, never got over the 2016 loss. Never, ever. Have been angry, spewing hateful things ever since. The point here is there some people on the conservative side who have handled it wrong. But the point is you're not seeing that from conservatives out in the street. You're not seeing that. You're seeing people who asked questions over this election. We're told to shut up when they asked questions. Did this happen? It looks like this happened. Can we talk about this? No, we don't talk about that. Shut up. Move on. So you've got to think about how things got to where they are. And again, notice, people aren't rioting in the streets, at least not from our side. Your side definitely is. But Let's approach these conversations fairly rather than just throwing out the sound bites that everyone throws out there, because they're not helpful, they're not smart, they don't make you look good. But they weren't done. So that was Portland. And there's tons more videos you can find online of just the typical what you'd expect from Antifa there. But it happened in Seattle too. Tons of clips that you can also find there. We'll show you one. This was it, roll 11. They went on there in Seattle to burn American flags, you know, just do Antifa things. So how will President Biden respond to that? Will he label them as domestic terrorists and extremists, like President Trump did too, and like he's labeled conservatives in general? For the longest time, he said nothing about them. Then he finally did, but he didn't really say much. So will he push back? Will he say, no, we're not doing this? Or will he defend them, kind of like he always has? What will Cam do? I'm dying to know what she does. She's starting to dress like them now. That's kind of their thing. But she supported the Minnesota Freedom Fund that bailed these types out, celebrated their ability and desire to go out and do these riots, assault police officers, burn down businesses, then again, encourage people to go help bail them out. Will she stand by them now? Can't wait to see. Or is she going to show the world the fake person that she really is? I mean, there's no one less genuine than Kamala Harris. And my guess is she moves on to the next crowd she's pandering to. She buys another pair of Converse because that's kind of her thing right now. In a few weeks, it'll be something else. We'll see. As always, interesting times ahead. There just really are. There just really are. All right, going to get to some of your thoughts here. Schuster Girl, always a great commenter, by the way. You said, so glad I don't live there. Yeah, me too. Gosh, Portland, Seattle, all those cities. There's so many cities now that just, it's such a disaster. Like, it's, like you can't almost can't even call it a city or an American city anymore because it's just a disaster. Like, it's literally just like a little war zone. It's awful. I can't imagine how they're there. I would love to see statistics on percentage of people moving out. Like, you know, you hear statistics about people moving out of New York because of COVID, and they're all coming here to Florida, which pisses me off. Not because there aren't some good people there, but don't New York my Florida. Don't do it. But you hear statistics about that related to lockdowns and COVID. I would love to hear them as it pertains to the Portlands of the world, the Seattles of the world, and on a lesser extent, Minneapolis and Kenosha and places like that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, Jeremy Wood said earlier, I'm not going to go in any particular order here. He basically brought up how Biden's asking for unity, but what it really means is everyone has to agree with him. That's what we talked about today, and that's, I think you're right. I think you need to be careful. Those words sound right, and they should be good, and they should be what everyone wants, but you've got to look at who he is and who's around him and what they're really saying when they say those things and how the actions, as they're saying that, what's happening on the side with the purge of conservatives from social media. Again, some of them are crazy, and you get into that conversation like, well, maybe that person should be. I don't know. Like, there's the free speech debate. There's this, that, and the other. You understand why some of them are considered and put on a list because of what they've said, but doesn't mean that it's right. And then there's tons more normal people who just have different views who are being squashed and censored. There's been talk of lists. There's been talk of all this stuff. So, yeah, unity doesn't necessarily mean unity. Their definitions, they change, like they change so many things, whether it's on the social justice front or what have you. The definitions of things change all the time with them. The term fascist, they call Republicans fascists. There's literally nothing in the definition of fascism that aligns with anything that Trump or conservatives have done the last 4 years. But in fact, it perfectly describes what the Democrats have done and are doing now. So they change these things. Debbie, that's sad to hear that people, you know, that Portland is still that way out there. And I'm glad that you're hanging in there. I don't know how you do it, but hopefully there's better days ahead. I feel like in cities like yours, though, where they keep doubling down and Ted Wheeler and people don't push back, but rather celebrate them and support them and let them out with no charges and no fees right away, that's going to be tough. That's crazy. Someone mentioned earlier BLM and Antifa are standing down, happy now. Clearly they're not. Out there cheering F Biden, going after the DNC office, burning flags, doing all their typical things. So I don't think it's going to quiet down that much. Maybe BLM does, maybe they don't. We'll see. But Antifa, I mean, that's going to be an interesting thread to kind of keep an eye on moving forward. Hottie something, I forget the full name, said only an idiot would make us energy dependent on foreign oil. Obviously, the Keystone XL pipeline permit shut down. By the way, no one's really talking about this today. I tweeted about it earlier before the show. In addition to that, speaking of energy, I'm not going to ban fracking. I've never said that. I promise I'm not going to. A spokesperson said yesterday, yes, we're planning to go through with the fracking ban. Hard to trust someone and go for unity when you're lied to right out the gate. You knew you're going to be, but when it's proven to be the case. But you're right. We don't want to be energy dependent on foreign countries. We were really getting into a good place when it comes to energy and so many other things. Trade, all sorts of, all that stuff's going back out. Again, we skipped the middle. We went from America first and policies that still support engaging foreign countries, partnering with foreign countries, but we take care of our own first, so we're stronger and better when we go and work with them. We've skipped the middle, though, and we've gone from that to America Last. It's about the American people after we take care of ourselves and everyone else around the globe. That's what they are. That's what those policies are. All right. Well, there's some truth to that, that it imports oil from Canada, but it's North American dependent, and it's jobs. There's huge, the amount of people that lost jobs, I feel so bad for the people who work on KXL and in the fracking industry, and who basically were just told, sorry, you're out of a job. Good luck. But we got your back. We got your back. All right, Aaron, we'll take this last one here unless something big pops. But Aaron, what's CNN going to talk about now without Trump? Damn good question. If yesterday was any indicator, it's just going to be all roses. They're probably going to do, you know, 15 to 30 minute sessions of just poetry, maybe sitting around talking about books, fashion. Who knows? I love, by the way, that they're talking about Jill Biden bringing fashion to the White House. We just had a supermodel as the first lady. But Jill Biden's going to do it. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to talk about. I don't know what they're going to talk about. They're still going to talk. There was still some bashing of Trump yesterday, even as they were fawning over Biden. But it's going to be different. It's going to look real different. They'll find some new enemies. Obviously, as the impeachment stuff comes back up and we see what happens with at the Senate level, they'll be bashing there. There'll be bashing of Cruz, Hawley, people who objected to the vote. So those will be the enemy number ones for a while. And then, I think it's going to be people who just oppose their policies, their regulations. We'll see. We'll see. I'd love to be wrong. But you're right. They'll still dossing. They'll still find a way to bash Trump. They're really good at it. That's what they do. All right, folks. Reminder: please share the show. All the social stuff we talk about every day. Please go and like that. But tell others to do it as well. Again, there's people being unsubscribed without choosing to unsubscribe here on YouTube. Same on Twitter. Same on Facebook. Same everywhere. So please tell people to A, make sure that if they had subscribed or chosen to like or follow, what have you, that they still are. And then share with friends, family, colleagues. Same thing here with the show. Let people know if they can't watch the live version, that's fine. As soon as this is done, it populates on the channel and it's there and can be watched anytime you want. So do us a big favor and share this. Let them know that, hey, we're conservative, but we're also fair and reasonable. You know, we'll listen to the other side. We'll talk about it. We actually do want unity here because we don't want the other result. Not saying it's possible. Not looking like it is. But we sure would love it. Would be amazing. So share away, let people know that. Also, on Friday, tomorrow, put a thing out in the community channel or community tab here on YouTube. We put it out on Facebook and other places, Gab, etc. We'll have the show here tomorrow at noon. We'll also have Booze and Banter, which is kind of just a ask me anything, hang out, chat with each other, talk about issues, bring a drink if you want, don't bring a drink, but we'll be here live at 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. That's Friday for Booze and Banter. We'll talk about Trump's possible Patriot Party, some other things, and then just whatever you guys want to talk about. So let people know about that as well. Guys, appreciate you being here. Appreciate you showing up each and every day. You regulars, we know who you are. We're paying attention. Let's bring some other regulars to the party. Have some fun. Have a great day. Be safe. Peace.